Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Although out of chronology, the next section of Psalm 78, verses 43 to 53, is exactly in line with Asaph's lesson for us. The failures of the wilderness wanderings, verses 12 to 42, are all the more serious because of what went before, the Exodus from Egypt. Israel didn't have to imagine what God could do. They had seen his mighty deeds. They didn't have to wonder if God would help them. They saw him helping every day. This reminds me that the greater light we have, the greater our responsibility. Quote, "For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required." Luke 12:48. Unlike many around us, we know he can save souls. We know he answers prayer. We know he provides for needs. We are living examples of God's love and grace and faithfulness. Even when Israel was at its lowest, and will surpass this at the end of history, the Lord will again rise to the occasion and will, quote, "beat back his enemies." Psalm 78, verse 66. Notice, they are his enemies. He takes very personally anything done against his people who are, quote, "the apple of his eye." Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. Just as we are Christ's, quote, "little flock." Luke 12:32. We don't deserve his help, foolish little sheep that we are, but claiming Israel as, quote, "his inheritance," Psalm 78, verse 71, through David, his servant king, he, quote, "shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands," verse 72. What is the great lesson from this sweeping saga? When we are needy, God provides. When we are besieged, he is mighty. When we are faithless, he abides faithful. But how much sweeter it is when God's people are thankful for his grace shown in the past, trustful of his guidance offered in the present, and living for his glory to be displayed in the vast forever.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.